calling. Germany calling.
Bastard ever won war by dying for his country.
Affirmative.
You won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Affirmative. On my way.
Tonight, Das Team Sportscast Network presents Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Allied Saboteur. I've got the Tauntaun here with me. We've got some exciting RTCW coming your way very, very soon. I see someone who's not assigned as a co-caster, but he's hanging out with me. Justice, how you doing?
Germany calling.
Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
I said, hey, buddy, how's it going, Sabo?
Oh, it's going quite well. What are you doing? I thought you were out this week.
Yeah, I'll be on vacation starting tomorrow there.
Ah, I see.
I'm going to visit Trillian, actually.
Well, that sounds like a good deal of fun. Not only would you meet Trillian, but you'd also meet Citizen.
Yeah, I know Citizen already, though.
Oh.
We're buds.
Oh, well, that's cool. Well, are you aware of what's going on tonight, Justice?
Not really. I just sort of popped in here, and I thought I'd bug you.
Well, your new favorite team, Team Animosity, is going up against Team Death Touch in the Calmain match of the week. And it's going to be an awesome one, buddy.
Sweet.
Death Touch, undefeated this season, 5-0. Animosity, 4-1. The only team they've lost to has been a 3-0 loss to Darkseid. However, Death Touch hasn't faced Darkseid yet this season. And as you remember, they lost twice in a row to Darkseid in season number 3. So you know what that says. That says it's going to be a breathtakingly close match.
Yeah, but as I recall, both of those two losses were 3-2 in overtime. So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We don't want to compare last season to this season because teams get better and teams get worse. But, you know, I would have to give Death Touch the slight advantage.
Matt of the Night is going to be... MP Ice, one of the most difficult ones to cover and to play. One of your favorites, so hey, why don't you tell the people a little bit about it?
MP Ice, well, basically, what I like most about this map, besides the fact that it's so big, and you can kind of check out, you know, you can use all different kinds of skills. You can use your long range, mid range, and your short range game. Panzers, I mean, even snipers can be handy on this map. But I like it because I don't believe there's any one kind of defense that's most effective. Some teams will attack and press that forward deployment flag. Other teams will fall back and just defend the tower. And, you know, even how you defend the tower really changes, really varies between clans. And I don't really think there's, a one right way to do things like there are in other maps, such as, say, MP Base or... You know, even sub nowadays has been pretty standardized defense. So I really just get a kick out of watching what teams come up with on this map.
Yeah, this is one of the better maps out there for innovation, for new strategies and new tactics. The old ones don't really cease to work, but new ones are always emerging. Some of them outstanding, some of them, well, less so. Justin, I got a question for you. Since you're around, would you care to jump in the server and maybe co-cast this, or must you jet?
Let me get back to you on that in a couple minutes.
All right. Well, you know, I'll drop the server IP and a PM to you, and if I see a pop in there, we can try to get you spec invited later on. During one of the pauses.
That might not be that easy.
Yeah, I understand. In fact, that was the problem with one of the earlier matches. I think it was AC versus DIY art file. He went about half the match without being spec invited and finally just had to leave. You can't cast when you're blind. Anyways.
Yeah, no question about that.
Action is not yet started. It looks like some of the players are readying up, so I'm going to cut to a quick sounder, brief commercial, and we'll be back right after this.
So basically, according to the large pile of design papers stacked on a table in the corner of the TSN cafeteria,
this is what we have created. A station produced by gamers, for gamers.
A place where huge nerds can relax and listen to game casting.
Brought to you by other huge nerds.
Top matches from Counter-Strike, Day of Defeat, Jedi Knight 2, Medal of Honor, Allied Assault, Quake 3, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, Soldier of Fortune 2, Team Fortress Class Tribes 2, Unreal Tournament 2003, and Urban Terror.
We tend to think you'll agree that that's a lot more gaming than you can shake a stick at. Yes, even a really big stick.
TSN, we call the shots.
Yeah, that's right, TSN, calling the shots right here on Speakeasy. .net. Well, let's find a little bit more information on these teams. Of course, it is the Kalmain match of the week. Animosity, Death Touch. What's the deal here? Death Touch. They have terribly beat. Well, you can almost go so far as to say slaughtered every team they've come across this season. It's been a 3-0 defeat to everybody, including what we would have thought was their hardest opponent yet, Team Locked On Target. 3-0. Death Touch, taking the win. On the other side, Animosity has not yet faced Team Locked On Target, so we have no idea where they rank right there. Trying to get a little bit of a comparison between the teams to see realistically who we can expect to win. The truth of the matter is, it's just not that easy. It's ambiguous. The folks over at the new website, planet-rtcw.com, they've got a bit of a prediction system. The predictions are overwhelmingly in favor of Team Death Touch. But I don't know. I'm pulling for a 3-2 game, anyone's victory right here. What do you think, Justice?
3-1, yeah, sounds good, buddy. How do you like that for co-casting?
Justice, he just kind of poked his head in to say hi, and I'm putting him kind of on the spot. Yeah, let me give a shout-out to Pound TSN. That is our chat room in irc.enterthegame.com and irc.gamesnet.net. We're also Pound TSN Central in QuakeNet, should you reside over there. Come and chat with us. The DJs and the TSN staff try to be about as active as we can in the channel. However, it can be a little bit difficult to chat when you're casting a game. But I managed to multitask quite well. We're still waiting on the teams to get ready, buddy. I don't know. Game is going to be on Wolf TV. WolfTV.speakeasy.net. Head over to PoundGTV in GamesNet if you're interested in watching. Pretty simple to sync up. You just pause the cast. Pause the TSN Shoutcast when you hear a time interval or when you hear the fight signal. And wait. Wait until your Wolf TV is synced up, unpause it, and then bam! You've got audio and video synced up nicely, and my friends, it is simply an awesome thing. DT Animosity coming your way. Justice, how you doing?
Yeah, I mean, that really put some fire in my loins, to tell you the truth, buddy. I don't know how best to describe that. I get really excited when I can see it and hear it at the same time. So I definitely encourage all of you listeners out there to also become watchers and viewers and do that. Do the synchronization. That makes me happy.
Oh, yes. Well, Justice, teams are readying up. We're waiting on two players, so let me just give the quick rundown. If I see you pop on the server, I'll make note of it. Who's it going to be? Axis team, going to be Team Death Touch here on MV Ice. Death Touch, Axis, offending team with Illumina, Hollywood, Biohazard, Nail, Demok, and Brian. Allied team, of course, Animosity playing the defense with Apicide, Daniel, Inferno, Slag, Aimology, and Technique. Technique. I can't pronounce his name, but that's okay. Waiting on one player.
Techniqua?
Techniqua? I don't know. It's with a Q. T-E-Q. N-I-Q. Hey, you're in the server, buddy.
Yeah, I'm joining up. We'll see if I can actually get in here.
I'm typing in. If you can, spec invite Justice. And hopefully we can get you in here. Casting the match with me. That'd be cool. You know, what's happening? Still waiting on players to ready up. I don't know. I guess they're resolving some issues, maybe figuring out some last-minute strats. Match is delayed just a little bit, but hey, it's Return to Castle Wolfenstein. This is just the way it is. Matches are always delayed. If you're just joining us for the first time ever, what's happening? Well, we're the Team Sportscast Network. We're an online radio organization dedicated to basically being the ESPN of online gaming. Why? Well, because ESPN wouldn't do it. I don't see them in here, in the server, on the TV, covering
the
matches.
Those bastards.
How dare they? So, hey, we thought, you know, we can do that. It's easy enough. I mean, if Madden gets a job, why can't I? Come on. I can do this, right?
Yeah, but you're not as sexy as John Madden, Sabo, and I hate to be the first person to break it to you. He's got the van cruiser. You know he gets a lot of chicks in that van.
Yeah, I bet. It's the whole, like...
Or is it the bus?
It's the whole big, round, puffy guy thing going on for him, I think. The chicks dig that. Justice not knowing what to say. Hey, buddy.
No doubt about it.
Match is about
I'm
to
sorry,
kick
I'm sorry, I'm talking.
Off.
I'm talking.
You are. How dare you? You're not allowed to talk. Match begins in 1 second. Justice, boom, you hear the fight word. Allied team of Animosity rushing full speed out of their bunker. Where are they going? They're heading off into the tunnel. Justice, are you spec invited? If you are, take it away.
All right, well, I'm following AN Inferno and Technique as they're attacking out the forward deployment flag. Incoming Axis tosses some grenades in there. A little MP40 fire being exchanged. No one has gone down as of yet. Aimology gets the first kill, the first death as DT Nail takes them out. Looks like the allies are doing a great job here at the flag, holding it down. The Axis are whittling away at them one by one, but are falling themselves. We do have a plant now at the forward deployment door, the service door area. Axis now is going down left and right. Lots of Axis. Now capturing the shipping hull, Sabo. Back to you, buddy.
That was Hollywood for Team Death Touch. Touching the flag. Boom! The entire team kills themselves and respawns at the flag. Here they come. Medics dropping packs. And the Lieutenants dropping the ammo packs left and right. They're going to rush out of that tunnel off to the hillocks. Wild action is just not happening. Aimology for Team Animosity runs around the corner and gets jumped by the entire Death Touch team. He goes down quickly. Death Touch running around the corner trying to go through the front door. Not going to happen. Artillery support from Animosity. Daniel takes four members of Death Touch down. That, my friend, is going to hurt. Back to you.
No question about it, Daniel coming through in the clutch there. And DT all on the left, AN all on the right. Finally, Daniel goes down thanks to Demok's MP40. But right now, the defensive forces of the Allies, of the Animosity team, are holding through. There's just support fire left and right as Slag gets taken out by Demok. But it looks like we do have two members of the Animosity team up top guarding those documents right now. And so it looks like AN still remains in control. Sabo, back to you.
Well, I'm looking at Team Death Touch as they spawn here in the shipping hallways. They're going to do a little bit of a divide and conquer. The majority of them going through the service door. Leading the way is going to be Death Touch Nail, my fellow redneck, living in the sunny state of Tennessee. 7 minutes, 55 seconds on the clock. A couple of air strikes getting called by what looked like Nail. not getting all too much done. Nice Panzer Faust right there, Amology, whipping it up. Take a nail out, actually. Yeeks! Here's a little bit of action down in the front lawn. Death Touch swooping through on the top. Justice, back to you.
All right, a little bit of action up top now as we see DT Bryan getting taken out by Technique Thompson. We do have some access over on the covered ladder side. Support Fire just launched one all the way out into the yard, so there's only one left. It is Biohazard. He's engaging against three members of the Allied Forces. That would be AN Inferno, tossing in grenades left and right. The Axis have managed to get it, but the Allies have returned the documents momentarily. I believe it was just a crater off the top. We're still alive here with DT Biohazard engaging. He's a medic, takes out one member of the AN team, takes some fire, ducks behind some boxes, and booyah! Gets taken out by Slag from behind. Sabo, back to you.
Well, Justice, I'm going to kick it back to you. I'm hearing complaints that the cast is cutting every 5 seconds, so I'm going to try and resolve that right quickly.
Sucks to be us. Well, we've got some long-range artillery support and Panzerfaust by Death Touch, taking out a couple members of the AN team. We now have a touch as the Axis have grabbed the documents, but I missed the tree and cratered. Documents have been returned. So right now, all is quiet. I do not see any Axis in the vicinity. No, I take it back. There is one. It is DT Bryan. He's jumped off. He has the documents engaging one member. Two members finally gets taken out, and the documents are returned. Thanks to... I missed the name. I believe AN Slag. Here comes the Death Touch team. There's more of them. DT Hollywood, DT Illuminic now going up the covered ladder. Sabo, if you're back with me, buddy, take it away.
I am. I'm not sure what the problem is, but Bite telling me it's fixed. Hollywood running full speed to get the documents. Somebody already picks them up. Oh, what in the world? Somebody died. Bryan picks it up, though. Bryan on the way through the service hallway. Getting backed up by DT, Demok, Death Touch, Axis team in control of the documents. Now rushing through that far tunnel, heading towards the half track. Bryan, he's got Illumina in front of him, no one behind him. Where are the Allies? Where is Animosity? Can they cover? Justice, take us home.
Well, I'm trying to find up, catch out, or here. It looks like, I don't know where the documents are, Stable. Back to you.
He's running through the back door. Oh, jumps in. Bryan, getting the documents safely to his base. No members of Animosity to be found anywhere. Clock was set to 4 minutes. 24 seconds, and let me tell you something, on MP Ice, that is an outstanding time Death Touch Axis team setting it. Justice, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's pretty good, and I think Death Touch, with that time, actually overcame a frag deficit. That DT had a 49% efficiency as a team, compared to the 53% for AN. Top performers, Demok from Death Touch, 7 kills, 4 deaths, and DT Bryan, 6 kills, 3 deaths. For the AN squad, looks like Technique had 9 kills, 3 deaths. That's 75%. And Apicide, 5 kills, 3 deaths for him. So things looking fairly even, although AN does have the slight edge as we head into round number 2.
Indeed. What's happening right now? Axis team ready. Well, we're just waiting on 5 members of the Allies of Team Death Touch. In case you're not familiar with the way RTCW is played, what happens? Well, the teams, they play one team Axis, one team Allied. One of the teams, the offending team, in this case, Axis, sets the clock as quickly as they can. It is then time to switch up and defend for that time. Basically, the team that sets the clock the fastest wins. That means Animosity, Axis team this time around, has to beat 4 minutes 24 seconds. Snatch those documents, carry them through the shipping hallways, off to the radio transmitter in a relatively short period of time, 424. What's happening? Well, we're still waiting on the 5 players to ready up, so, you know, I'm going to take this quick chance to play a quick sounder. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to TSN, brought to you by SpeakEasy.net. You had SpeakEasy, you be there now.
The Team Sportscast Network. We are not your f***ing tech support station. So stop asking us.
Yabola, we're back. I'm Sabo, Allied Saboteur, and with me, Justice. Justice, take it away.
Well, we're just waiting, like you said, on 5 players to ready up. It looks like mostly it's the AN squad, so it looks like they're talking about some strategy here. or going to the bathroom or doing something, as they're still waiting on the five players there. It's been this way for a couple minutes now. It's going to be interesting to see what AN pulls out of their hat now, because I believe with just under 5 minutes to go, that's a pretty average time on this map, if not a bit quick, actually. And it's going to put a little bit of pressure on this AN squad, so it's going to be very important for them to do, if not get the point, at least come really close if they want to get, you know... Well, I suppose you can't really get come close and not get it, can you, Sabo?
No.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Back to you.
Come close and not get it? What? Well,
They get the documents off the tower, get them, you know, move the documents, have some successful offense, get some good sieges going, keep your frag percentage up, those sorts of things. Even if they don't get the point, it's really important for AN to feel good about this upcoming round, is what I tried to say. But since I'm a retard, sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah. I think they get what you're talking about. Where are we? We're in round number two of set number one. Nobody scored a point yet. Time to beat is 4 minutes, 24 seconds. Axis Team Animosity going to be trying to beat that. What's the holdup? Basically, Death Touch, maybe they had some guys lagging out. I'm seeing people leaving and joining the game. Looks like it's back to 6-on-6. We should be ready to go any minute now. Just a little bit of a delay, but hey, that's what happens in professional Return to Castle Wolfenstein when you have two teams as dedicated and determined to win as Animosity and Death Touch both are. Still waiting on the players to ready up here on MP Ice. It's a bit frigid right here on ice.
I'm looking at these pings, Sabo.
Yeah.
These pings are pretty damn even. You don't see this kind of parity very often, but, I mean, look at that. It's pretty much pound for pound right across the board, 50s and 60s. Each team has a guy, you know, in near 70 or 80, and that's about it. So no one can really complain about pings here tonight.
You know, that's the way the game was meant to be played. No ping advantage here tonight. Justice, do you see this? Teams are finally readying up.
Prepare
to fight. You heard the man. 10 seconds until we go into round number two of set one. Justice, I kicked it off last time, so why don't you go ahead?
Fight.
All right, Sable. Well, we're now following the Death Touch team. They are the allies. And I'm not seeing... Oh, there they go. They're starting to rush that forward deployment flag, following DT, Deka, and Nail now. Nail is going to toss looks like a dynamite out near the entrance towards the snow. Looks like a Death Touch team is content to play back on the hillocks. They have a time to beat of 4 minutes and 23 seconds. They're not going to rush things. They're not going to give away any kind of momentum change here to the AN team. So it looks like Death Touch not pushing the forward flag... Forward deployment flag, Sabo. And I'm going to pass the action over to you.
Yeah, Death Touch have got a little bit more of a conservative strategy. Animosity, though, they're being held off in the two tunnels exiting the shipping hallways here. Daniel kind of leading the way as an engineer, shooting out. Oh, nice! Artillery support going on outside. That's Nail calling that in, taking Slag and Amology out. Yowzas, what's happening? Still in the shipping hallways, we've got Slag, Medic, reviving Abside, Animosity just trying very hard to get out onto the hillocks. Now Abside leading the way, rushing to that breach in the wall, drops his dynamite, whipping the players out, trying to arm that thing. 3 minutes, 14 seconds on the clock. And, you know, they've got a red light over there. However, Animosity has not yet made it onto the rooftop. They're running out of time to make any real headway. Justice, back to you.
All right, we have seen a couple members of the AN team penetrate the shipping hallway door and get up top, but Death Touch actually very loose defense by Illumina and Brian. They're sort of on the middle tier. They've got one guy, two guys, now make it three guys up top because their defense is now shifted heavily towards that document tower. DT Illumina's grenade takes out Apicide. Looks like we're going tit for tat here. Documents, I believe, are not touched, Sabo. But if you see something, let me know about it.
No, that was Amology. He was on his way up that spawn side ladder. He almost had it, but he was met with an MP40 to the face from above. That looked like actually a Thompson by DT Demok. Allied team Death Touch set up, as you said, fairly loosely. A couple of guys on the roof holding their position. The action is actually quite quiet over here. Axis. Of Animosity, Daniel leading the way out to the hillocks. 2 minutes and 3 seconds on the clock. That breach in the wall has been blown. A couple of air raids being called by the Axis team of Animosity. They're going to go around the hole in the wall, heading towards the front gates of the Allied HQ. Slag up there on the hillocks. He's a medic. Tries to revive one of his teammates. Goes down. That brief offensive shut down. What's going on the inside, Justice?
Well, not much. Now it looks like we have a little bit of action out on the roof up top near the covered ladder. I believe one member, A.N. Inferno, now making two, Epicide and Inferno, making their way across halfway towards those documents, engaging now against the Allied team. Looks like, which is a firefight, the Allied member goes down. Inferno now grabbing the documents, making Epicide, but booyah! Illumina taking them both out long range. He is a lieutenant, owns them both. Documents have been returned. Sable, back to you.
Oh, that's just not good for Team Animosity. They've only got 1 minute and 5 seconds to go. They haven't really made any strong pushes. They haven't made, they made some good strong pushes. I take that back. They haven't got any distance with the documents. That's what I'm trying to say. They've touched them, yeah, but they barely step a foot out the door before those documents go down and get returned. Death Touch again with that kind of loose conservative defense. Here they come. Animosity asks the team to throw the hole in the wall. Air raids being called left and right. Teaching nail letting loose with the Panzerfaust. Support fire also. Yikes. Going every which way. Members of both teams going down right here. A little bit of a battle going on the roof. This is AN Technique. Takes out one man. Demok guns him down. The medic. And secures the rooftop. 23 seconds, Justice. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, you can stick a fork in it, baby, because these guys are not going to be able to get the documents all the way back to the capture point with only 12 seconds left, and they don't even have anybody near the documents to even attempt it. So it looks like Death Touch is going to go up 1-0 here after set number one.
That's right. Watch the clock. 2-1-0.
Allies win.
Time limit hit. Allies win. Axis team could not beat the clock. What does that mean? Death Touch gets the first point over here as we move on to set number two, still on MP Ice in the Kelmaine match of the week. By the way, listeners, please, if it's still cutting out every 5 minutes, somebody please PM me. Justice, I know I'm going to get about 50 PMs, but that's okay. Somebody PM me, alert me of the situation, and Justice, you've got all the stats, the good stuff on that. Back to you.
All right, looking at the statistics here for round number two, 63% efficiency as a team for Death Touch compared to 47% efficiency for the AN team of Animosity. Looking at the top performers, looks like Demok, 5 kills, 1 death. That's 83% for him. DT Brian also had 8 kills and 2 deaths, good for 80%. Looking at the AN team, only two members had above 50% efficiency. That would be AN Slag and AN Technique. Both players with 5 kills and 4 deaths. Good for 55%. So DT cleaning things up in round number 2 as a defense. And if you're AN, you really got to warm up here quick. You don't want to get into the hole down 2-0 against Death Touch before your guns wake up. We have seen some incredible aim out of this AN team. And I believe that they can get warmed up and get back in this. I think this could be a closer match than the first two rounds would indicate, Sabo.
Oh, yeah. Well, usually the first couple of rounds aren't a good indication of how it's going to go because, hey, both teams are coming into it with different strats. They don't know what the other team's going
to
do. Now they've each witnessed each other playing each role, Axis and Allies. Now it's time to adapt. And typically at the top level, the team that can adapt the best, adapt the quickest, is going to win. Justice, action is underway. Death Touch is the Allied team, I'm sorry, and Axis team going to be Animosity. Why don't you kick it off?
Well, once again, DT Nail, an engineer planting dynamite at the entrance towards the hillocks. Now running inside towards the shipping halls, the Axis have captured that flag. AN Slag, a medic for the Axis team, engaging one-on-one with Death Touch Brian. Brian retreats out to the hillocks, some crossfire being tossed in, taking out Slag from a distance. A couple more members of the Axis team now laying some airstrikes down towards that bunker outside of the main entrance towards the hillocks there. And it's just a lot of spam, a lot of airstrikes, a lot of artillery, and some MP-40 fire being exchanged as well. Sabo, back to you.
9 minutes and 10 seconds on the clock. What's Animosity doing? Well, Daniel has already planted the dynamite. It's ticking away there at the service hallway. Boom, a lot of self-kills of Team Animosity. They're going for that quick and dirty respawn. But we got Inferno and Technique leading the way through the service hallway door. A couple of grenades getting tossed out by Inferno. He's a medic. Some gunfire. Inferno, he's basically trapped inside of the little hut. I don't know what to call this. The tiki hut. If you want to borrow from UT2K3 terminology, what's happening? Animosity, Axis team, they're just holding in there. They're holding in this room. They cannot get out. They're running through all the doorways. Technique going to climb up the ladder to the mid-level roof. Gets into a little bit of a firefight. He's met up with three members of Animosity. They go up the covered ladder, climbing up, run out the door. See an air raid. Boom!
Yeah.
They get screwed over by that one. Abside Technique all going down to Dekka's support fire. We got a timeout. Back to you.
All right. Well, I do not see anybody at 999 right now, so I'm not quite sure what... Oh, keyboard froze, according to AN Slag. We now will resume in 6 seconds. And Sable, right now, it looks like we almost had a little problem for the defense of Death Touch, but a well-placed airstrike took out two or three members of the AN team as they were trying to get up that covered ladder. So Death Touch remains in control right now as DT Dekka, and I'm swinging over Demok are up top on near the documents. We've got Illumina and Hollywood in the mid-level. So I believe DT also is sending one or two guys underneath trying to regain that forward deployment flag, Sable. Here comes the rush, some airstrike being called down on the hillside ladder, and I'm going to pass the action over to you.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of members of Animosity running through that service hallway door. They're rushing into the little room. Where are they going to go? They're going to try and stream out all the different doorways. Running over here by the wall side door. Going to be Inferno and Amology. Oh, they get jumped in the side by Brian and Illumina. Illumina going down to a shot in the back coming from Technique. Now coming up the covered ladder. Will they fall for the same problem? Support fire laid in the same spot. Took out Amology. That was Dekka. Nice support fire getting called. 7 minutes, 20 seconds on the clock. And alas, where did they go? Animosity, they're dead. They're gone. They had an awesome shot, and they vanished. Justice, what happened?
I'm not quite sure, buddy. We have some action now out on the hillocks, out in the courtyard. AN Slag and Daniel exchanging long-range fire with DT Brian and Illumina, who are both on the middle tier of the fortress. I do not see any other members of AN except those two that are out and about in the snowy hillocks. I believe the rest of them must be underground somewhere. So I'm going to swing underneath. Here comes the rush. Appaside rushing out of the side door now. Engages. Inferno was taken down by DT Bryant's Thompson. Appaside getting killed by Illumina. And then Technique gets taken down by DT Demok and his Thompson. Demok taking out another one there as Amology falls. So Death Touch winning the one-on-one battles, winning the MP40 and Thompson fights. Sable, back to you.
Wow. Left side lit up with Animosity over there. Action is at a lull for the moment. 6 minutes, 20 seconds on the clock. And the ice is the map. We're in round one of set two. What's happening if you're asking? Wondering. Animosity, Axis team, trying to set the clock as quickly as they can. Death Touch has been doing an awesome job of holding them off. Now we got a little bit of a gunfight. Inferno on the roof, taking out one member of Death Touch. But we've got Hollywood, the medic, reviving Brian. Death Touch, hey man, they're good. Long-range Panzerfaust flies across the map, does nothing, does not make contact. 5:50 on the clock. Justice, back to you.
Well, looks like we have a little bit of Axis incursion here as AN Slag runs up the ladder, takes a grenade. Demok, with the sixth sense, knew he was coming, primed the grenade, left it there up top, and takes him out. Allies remain in control of the documents. All five, or maybe make it six now, are alive and kicking. I do not see any members of the AN team. So Animosity, with 5 minutes, 24 seconds, now going to make a push through the underneath side. Oh, Panzerfaust by DT Nail, taking out Slag and Appetite now. Two members of the AN team running outside, taking long-range fire by Demok. Demok takes out Amoside. Then Illumina finishes off Appetite. Or Amology and Appaside, excuse me. A couple members now, AN Inferno making his way up the ladder. We do have a document such, jumps off the roof, craters right on top of DT Hollywood. Hollywood didn't even need to move to return those documents, as the documents pretty much landed right on him, Sable. That was pretty amazing. Back to you, buddy.
Good game. You gotta love those document carriers taking a swan dive to death for their team. What's happening there? Oh, Panzerfaust, AN Daniel taking Brian out right here. And again, the action's a little bit quiet. What's happening? Death Touch setting up largely on the rooftops. They're using that altitude advantage, using the walls of the base as cover. So the only thing poking out is, hey, their head. It's a small target. It's hard to hit. So, hey, Animosity, Axis team, they're having trouble taking out the defense. What's happening? Panzerfaust comes along. Animosity Daniel says, hey, watch this, Sabo. I can take him out just fine. Panzerfaust Illumina in the face. Now we got a little bit of a firefight on the rooftop. Axis members of Animosity going down, losing big time in the one-on-one firefights. Another little firefight in the yard. It's a two-on-one situation. Brian for Death Touch takes the win right there. We have a little bit of mechanizing, but hey, the members of Death Touch just swarm all around a small cluster of Axis troops. Animosity, ouch is right. They're feeling the pain. Justice, back to you.
No question about it, buddy. I think AN is in for some trouble here. Even if they manage to cap now, it's going to be a whole hell of a lot of time for Death Touch to try and reciprocate. So with 3 minutes and 33 seconds left on the clock, if you are AN, you've got to cap now. I mean, it's going to be awfully hard for them to hold Death Touch, you know, the entire 10 minutes. So unless they want to go down 2-0, it's really time to kick it up a notch. This team is better than what we're seeing here. Their aim is, you know, like when we casted it earlier in this week, it was almost perfect. But so far tonight, Death Touch has just had their way with AN for the most part, Sabo. Back to you.
Well, now we got Animosity making a nice little run, heading up the ladder. Air raid call. They see it. They go, oh, no, go back down, go back down. Wrong way. Kaboom. Only one member, Technic, goes down to deck as support fire. Now they're running out of that spawn side ladder. That's Inferno. Medic, he's holding his position, reloads his gun, runs full speed. It's a mad dash. We've got Demok trying to guard the document.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Team kill. I can't believe that. Two members of Animosity go down to a team kill. App aside, feeling bad. 2:30 on the clock, Justice. Back to you.
Yeah, that was a crucial mistake, as it was a two-on-one situation for those two members of AN, and the only person standing between them and the documents was Demok. Unfortunately, like you said, team kill airstrike takes them both out and sets them back to square one. Scores right now 1-0 in favor of the Death Touch team, and looks like some action over at the Hillock side ladder, Sabo, is now Apicide making his way up there, buddy. Back to you.
Well, that didn't do all too much. We had Illumina and Demok off in the distance, holding them off. Now Illumina firing straight down the ladder. He takes out Technic, trying to climb out for the Axis Animosity team. Death Touch on defense, allied team. They're just, I don't know what to say. They're dominating. They don't have the super defensive setup. They don't have godlike aim either. It's just some strange unknown factor, Animosity. They're just not making any headway. One problem, they keep falling for the same mistake. They go up the covered ladder. They come up and they see an air raid right in front of them coming. And they keep on getting taken out big time by that. They're slowly learning, but hey, it's not working thus far. Now we got a big push. Justice, take it away.
All right, Wood Inc. Well, looks like now incoming action here as AN Inferno gets up top, does not get the documents. Oh, they do have the documents. Swinging down, the documents cratered on the middle plateau. DC Brian going in there with his needle out, returns them as if trying to revive his fallen documents, Sabo. Now the DT Nail taking out two members of AN with a grenade. 52 seconds remaining on the clock. Takes about 30 seconds to clear this map with those documents, so AN needs to grab them within the next 15 seconds here to make even a rush at getting this captured within the 10 minutes. Now Aimology making his way up the spawn side ladder. He's backed up by Slag. Slag runs in there. Slag has the documents. Avoid some spam. Looks like we've got a lot of members of the Death Touch team down and around about that ladder. Oh, no, what's this? Team kill. Oh, no big deal. It was a medic team killing it, but the medic gets taken out.
Oh.
Trying to ski down those hills on the Axis skis, and the documents will remain at home. 18 seconds left on the clock. It is hopeless now, and it looks like Death Touch is in prime position to go up 2-0 here with even a mediocre showing here in round number two of set number two, buddy.
Wow. Well, you're right. 2-1. Watch the clock count down.
Allies win.
Allies win. Clock is not set by Animosity. It didn't work for them that time around. Score now 2-0. Map is MP Ice. Granted, we've seen plenty of turnarounds. In fact, we've seen a few turnarounds where it was 2-0 and the losing team came out on top, turning the tide, making it a 3-2 game. So don't count Animosity out yet. Heck, what am I talking about, Justice? It's not 2-0. They just didn't even set the clock. It's likely it'll go to 2-0. I don't know what I'm talking about. So, Justice, I'm going to kick it back to you.
Well, thank you, my friend. Looking at the statistics, looked like 65% efficiency as a team for Death Touch A mere 34% efficiency as a team for Animosity. Top performers, Demok, 17 kills, 5 deaths. That's 77% for him. 31 kills, 12 deaths for DT Illumina, 72%. And looking at the AN side, I do not see anybody above 50% efficiency. AN Daniel came close with 12 kills and 13 deaths, but that's about it. Amology having some issues, Apicide having some issues, both of them under 25% efficiency. So AN backs to the wall at this point. If they go down 2-0 against Death Touch, it's definitely going to be a hard hole to claw their way out of, buddy.
Indeed. They've got Team Death Touch. All they have to do is get the documents home. It doesn't really matter how long as it's under 10 minutes. Animosity, they have to hold it the full time. That's a daunting task. Last time Animosity held DT off for 4 minutes and 24 seconds. You know, it's not bad, but hey, you know. People tell me to... People blaming me. Justice blaming me for something. I don't know what you're talking about. I shouldn't read game in chat. Chatter. MP Ice is the map. This is the match of the week. I'm Sabo, your allied saboteur. I've got Justice on the mic with me. Still waiting on some people to ready up as we go into round two of set number two. Scores 1-0. DT poised to take that point and go up 2-0. I don't know, Justice. Back to you.
Well, now, Sabo, would be a good time for us to go have a little break, a little sound, or maybe a song. Looks like we're going to take a smoke break here, so...
Yeah,
good games.
Yeah. Teams need a break. They need to sit down, chat, have fun.
It's high pressure.
Indeed.
Lots of attention, lots of stress.
Hey, Cal main matches of the week are a painful experience to go through in 1v1 combat, 6v6 combat, RTCW. Now we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the action as it resumes on MP Ice. You're listening to DSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
USA on fully redundant internet bandwidth has a real nice balance spread across 11 major cities. So head on over to FileShack.com, sign up for your totally free account, and grab all the latest demos, mods, patches, and more. FileShack is administered by Steve Gibson of Shack News and maintained within the Speakeasy Network. With FileShack, you don't need to wait. Everyone gets their files fast.
And now, another QuakeCon moment. Brought to you by the Team Sportscast Network.
And you scare me.
Who, Tapper?
Yes.
Tapper's the man.
He's got an extensive gun collection, but, you know, he's got enough firepower to start his own militia. In fact, he probably already has his own militia. But, you know, that shouldn't scare you.
No,
It's completely innocuous in every way.
It's the whole man boob thing. That right there, Tony, is just like, I want to party with him, but I need to sanitize myself afterwards.
I got my own man boobs. I'll take my shirt off and lick my own nipple right now in front of everybody.
But it's radio. Nobody would see it.
Except for that webcam right there.
You know, Coltshot is pointing this out like it was just some random pair of man boobs. Let's face it, there's a lot of porky gamers at this event, but we're not talking the average man boob. This guy had D cups, and they weren't shaped like man's boobs. They, you know, a man's boob is kind of round from the top going down. This guy, he had a full rack. They were shaped just like women's boobs. They were as pointy as a 16-year-old. I'm telling you. And when he walked, baby, they shook.
This has been a QuakeCon moment on TSN. www.tsncentral.com.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Holy Hannibal Lecter, Wonderdog, that flag was returned right on the stand, feet away from a cap for 51.50.
Holy Hannibal Lecter, am I supposed to say...
Quick, Alchemist, to the Wondermobile.
What am I doing with that?
Hello, Tiz and Sabo, your allied saboteur, back on the microphone. What's happening? RTCW match of the week, Animosity and Death Touch, phasing off 1v1 in MP Ice. Kel Maine League action right here on the TSN, your team sportscast network. We're, I think a little ways past the halfway mark, getting ready to go into the downstretch towards playoff time, where all the heroics in RTCW occur. Season 4 is awesome. You know what I'm really excited about, though? Season 5. We've been seeing a lot of really good things in the RTCW world. Clan Capital is returning. One of the top QuakeCon teams, West Side Wolves, another major player in RTCW, they're returning to the game, among others, and we've seen some really nice new names who have been owning it up. Justice, I know you said you're AFK for a few minutes. Are you back? No, I take that as a no. MP Ice, we're waiting on two players to ready up. The teams decided to go have a smoke break, I guess you could say, but hey, prepare to fight. You heard the man. Action will be kicking off right here. Round two of set number two. Time to beat? Well, there is no time to beat. As long as the Axis team of Death Touch can get those documents back within the full time limit of 10, they'll have the point, and they'll go up 2-0. Animosity, they're taking their strong offensive defense, rushing into the flag room, tossing some grenades out. That's A.N. Slag, rushing. Wow, full speed, that was nasty. Taking Deca out with his Thompson. Got a little bit of a battle for the flag room. Flag still not touched by Death Touch. We've got Animosity Inferno for the Allied defending team, holding his position. He's an engineer. Boom, takes gunfire from Brian and Deca. Goes down. Medic DT Nail for the Axis team comes rushing in, touches the flag, captures that forward spawn point. Death Touch now rushing, trying to get out to the Hillocks. Technic, Thompson's both of them. And hey, Death Touch is in a world of hurt. DT Nail, only living member I see on the Hillocks. He's all alone. Justice, are you back? 9. By the way, there's 8 minutes 55 seconds on the clock right here. What's happening? Death Touch attacking team. They're running around the Hillocks over here. Got some artillery strikes being called out. DT Nail revived by the medic of DT Hollywood. A little bit of suppressing fire coming in from the allies on the roof. Animosity. They've got their work cut out for them now. DT Nail climbing up the spawn side ladder. Takes side gunfire from Technic. Animosity, who's camping up there on the roof by the documents. Major gunfight going on right here. Death Touch by the spawn side, or rather, by the covered ladder, rushing out the door. He's all alone. He's a medic, slowly working his way around. It's going to be a two-on-one situation, and it looks like that medic is going to get grenaded and goes down. Animosity, strong with the defense on the roof. Justice, 8 minutes on the clock. Are you back, buddy? Okay. Justice went AFK for longer than I expected. 7 minutes and 50 on the clock. MP Ice is the map. Death Touch, they've got dynamite planted near the fortress wall. They're trying to blow a hole in the wall to make it a little bit easier for them to attack. Now DT Nail leading the way, climbing up that ladder. Boom! Support fire clips him. That's Inferno taking him down. But Brian and Nail getting backing him up a little bit. Nail getting revived, actually. Gunfight on the rooftop. Brian living. He's a medic. Tosses medical packs in front of him. Revives Nail. Nail goes down. Revives Brian. Oh my goodness, what's happening? Mad medic action on the rooftop. We've got a touch. That's... Wow. We've got a touch. That was DT Brian. Grabbing the documents. Inferno taking him out. Animosity, Allied team, doing a nice job. They've really stepped up their defensive game. 7 minutes on the clock at the moment. And the way they're playing this right here, it is realistically possible for them to hold Death Touch off the full time and tie the score up, making it 1-1. We shall see. Justice, you're back. Back to you.
I am back, buddy. I'm looking around here on defense. Looks like the Death Touch team now invading. We got DT Nail coming up the hillside ladder, engaging one-on-one with Technique. It's a one-on-one still. Neither man has fallen. Finally, Technique gets killed by DT Nail. Here comes A.N. Slag to try to finish what DT Nail started, but DT Nail takes him out as well. Nail on a roll here as he's backed up now by a couple other members of Death Touch. Looks like they might have a push towards the documents. Looks like the last AN member was able to hold him off momentarily. Airstrike being called, but the documents have been grabbed. Cratered, however, he missed the tin roof, and the documents are on the ground. They have been returned, and the Allies are now trying to scramble and get back into position. Sabo, back to you.
Wow, the action just does not stop. We've got Technet shooting downward from the mid-level roof, trying to stop the attacking team of Death Touch. However, they're not there. He's just wasting his ammo. A little bit of a battle on the Hillocks. Oh, my goodness. Aimology letting loose with Panzerfaust. He takes Dekka and nail out. The crowd loves that. Oh, okay. They don't go wild. They just lightly applaud. They're getting used to the Panzerfaust, I guess.
Golf clap.
Yeah, 5:33 on the clock as everybody goes for that quick and dirty respawn. Justice, take us into the next
back to
push.
Me. All right, DT Hollywood getting killed long range by A.N. Daniel, and that's going to clear off one member of the Death Touch team. Incoming a second one, it is DT Nail making his way up that covered ladder. Now going to pause down below at the bottom level. Now he's going to make his way up the ladder as some airstrikes have cleared off the roof a bit. Looking around, I do not see any members of the Axis. Oh, make it one member versus two members of the Allied Slag and Technique up top. And it looks like DT Nail is just going to lie and wait. Here he comes, making his move now. Airstrikes being called in, artillery being called in towards DT Nail's position. Grenades being tossed, and booyah! Daniel's artillery support blows him to high heaven, and the AN team remains in control of the four deployment flag and the all-important document, Sabo.
Well, Team Death Touch, we've got Hollywood all alone on the Hillocks. You know, that's a rather bad situation. He's wide open to fire. He's letting loose some long-distance MP40 fire. He's a medic over here, just dancing around at the Hillocks. Waits on his team to regroup. Now, here comes Death Touch. Axis team working their way around the Hillocks, heading towards the front gates of Allied HQ. Nail taking the left, gonna jump up the ladder. He actually tosses a grenade onto the top, trying to clear a path. Oh, wow! Nail's
beautiful.
I think that was Aimology in the face. Objective picked up. Justice, take it away.
All right, Illumina has him inside the... team kill! We had an AN member trying to chase the documents inside the service hall. He was team kill. DT Illumina now in the north connection stable. This could be very interesting, as it looks like DT and AN elsewhere are still exchanging kills. Back and forth, back and forth. The Allies have reclaimed the shipping hull, so you know they're close. DT Illumina has the documents now passing the half-track, taking fire from behind, tossing down some health for himself. Knows he's the lieutenant. He's running inside the castle. Boy, he's going to make it, buddy. Don't. Booyah, if you're a DT fan. Don't, if you're an AN fan. As DT Illumina beat the clock with 6 minutes and 30 seconds there. Good games being exchanged. Score now 2-0 in favor of Death Touch. Who to thunk it?
Wow, that was pretty good. It was a very exciting fight. It was very close. Despite the time difference over there, hey, Illumina, he barely made it. He was taking gunfire like crazy to the back as he ran in that doorway. I thought he was going down. I saw the bullets hitting him in the back. Bing, bing, bing.
There to fight.
He made it. Ran through the door. Had the cover. And, beat the clock. 2-0, Death Touch in the lead, but hey, it's not over yet. It's best of three, and Animosity, now no one wants up DT's sleeve. They just might be able to turn this thing around. Justice, back to you.
All right, well, now we're going live here following the AN team. They are the Allies. Looks like they're going to be following a little Death Touch strategy, not going to rush the forward deployment flag this go-around. Rather, they're keeping three guys out on the Hillocks, a couple of lieutenants tossing some airstrikes, calling in the artillery, then suiciding and getting back into position. Axis have captured the shipping halls. Here comes DT Hollywood outside on the Hillocks. He managed to evade a whole lot of airstrikes, engaging one-on-one, takes out a Daniel. Now he's taking fire long-range by Technique. Hollywood retreats around the corner of the hill, of the wall outside, now making his push towards the Allied respawn, taking long distance fire there. From the top of the respawn, Hollywood finally goes down, and it looks like the service door has been breached. All of DT has killed themselves, respawned, and they're now attacking in the service hall area, Sabo. Take it away, buddy.
That's right. Look at that. Illumina, he is lagging behind over there. Oh, wow. Aimology right there. Let's lose with the Panzerfaust. He sees Death Touch rushing through there. and he wipes two members of the attacking DT team. Death Touch, by the way, they have to get the documents and try to set the clock as quickly as they can here in round one of set number three. Could possibly be the final set. A couple of members of Animosity killing themselves, going for a respawn. Documents safe and secure. Three members of Animosity on the roof. Death Touch, hey, nowhere to be found. Yikes, a couple of Panzerfausts. Again, Aimology taken. Three members of Death Touch down. Justice, look at the way Animosity is playing right here. Elite Panzerfausts getting lots of kills. Could this be the change of the tide?
It could be. And I don't recall Animosity using much Panzerfaust, if at all, in the earlier rounds. So maybe they've kind of dug down into their bag of tricks. I know I've heard whispers about these guys basically wanting to be all AIM and only relying on the MP40 and Thompson. We did see some spam weapons used earlier on in the week against serial killers, but come to think of it, I believe that's the first Panzerfaust kill that I can recall on the side of AN. So this might be a new thing. They might be going and just searching for anything to try to help them, give them a little bit of an advantage here, as Death Touch is really out-aiming them thus far in the match, Sabo.
Well, what's happening now? We got a little bit of gunfire going on. Objective picked up, but did not make it out of the little bell tower thing. Objective was immediately returned by Team Animosity. Now we got Nail coming up the spawn's eye ladder, jumps out. But hey, it was a 3-on-1. Nail didn't stand a chance. He had bullets pumped into him from three sides and quickly went down. 7 minutes, 5 seconds on the clock. Air raids being called left and right by the allied team of Team Animosity. Not accomplishing a whole heck of a lot right here. We've got another lull in the action. Where is the Axis team of Death Touch? They're coming up by the covered ladder. Justice, take it away.
All right, Death Touch Brian now making his way towards those documents. He's got a free run. No, here comes Flag and one more member of the Animosity team, but he gets team killed. Animosity team killing at the most inopportune times. Brian now has the documents, jumps down into the service hall area, passing the shipping doorway. It looks like he does have a couple members escorting him, his entourage behind him. DT Brian now making his way through the North Connection table. This could be interesting. A lot of fire, and DT is just getting owned, but here comes AN now as Demok and Hollywood cleaning up. DT Brian passing the halftime with the documents. Do not see any allies in sight. 6 minutes and 12 seconds left on the clock, buddy, and I think this is going to seal the deal at about 6 minutes even, unless there is a surprise. Does not look like there is. DT Nail now making his way inside, and booyah! Clock set to 3 minutes and 58 seconds.
Wow. Death Touch right there. 358. Death Touch Brian making the cap. Make a note of that. That was nice. Brian, he grabbed the documents, he made it all the way. Typically your document carrier, he's going to get killed, and it's going to be picked up and relayed, so on and so forth. But hey, man, he jumped down to the mid-level roof, jumped down into the ladder, came through the service hallway, and he was just untouched all the way. Seriously said something about the DT defense of the offense, I guess you could call it. Justice. If you can think of a better name.
Sabo, once again, makes no sense. And so we go to TSN Justice, who does a little bit better, but really often not make sense in his own right. Looks like the defense now, DT, the Death Touch team, 3 minutes 38 seconds left on the clock. They're out on the hillocks. Looks like we have a plant towards the entrance there, a plant of dynamite by the Allied team. Service door has now been planted. Inferno getting taken out by DT Nail's grenade. Looks like basically Death Touch just bracing for a mad assault as a couple members have switched back towards the tower itself. A couple members still surrounding that tower. Airstrikes being called in. Flag gets taken out by DT Demox Thompson. Death Touch now mass suicide. Going to respawn and get back into position here on and around the tower. And Sabo, looks like the action is going to begin here any moment, buddy, so back to you.
Well, service door's breached. We've got a couple of members of Animosity working their way out to the hillocks. That's Daniel. He peeks his head out. Oh, well, sees a little bit of gunfire and runs the opposite direction. Looks like the big Animosity Axis offense is coming through the service hallway doors, and here it comes. I'm going to watch Inferno as he sits in the corner. Oh, gets shot in the head from above by Brian as he jumps down that ladder from the mid-level roof. He jumps into that building and clears the room. Death Touch. Yikes. Death Touch just clearing Animosity out. They've only got 2 minutes and 25 seconds remaining. Animosity needs to hustle if they want to get a point and stay in this game. Scores 2-0. Back to you.
All right. Well, looks like Death Touch in complete control. 2 minutes, 15 seconds, like you pointed out. And they have three members of the Allied team, Death Touch, on the mid-tier. It's Illumina, Hollywood, and Brian. Fly getting taken out by DT Brian's Thompson. Illumina blasted by Slag support fire, so tit for tat there. Up top, we have Death Touch, Demok, and Dekka rounding out the lineup. I believe the sixth man is going towards that forward deployment flag, going to try to keep the Axis honest, going to keep reclaiming it and giving him a hard time. His airstrike being called in there. Booyah! Brian tried to jump on it and block the strike itself, but got owned. We now have three members of the Axis team at the base of the spawn ladder. Airstrike being called there, and it looks like Abbaside was killed by DT Demok's Thompson, although the airstrike did not connect with anybody, and it looks like the Death Touch team is going to have no problem in stopping this one. Sable, back to you.
Wow. 1 minute, 25 seconds remaining. Realistically, there's less than a minute for Animosity to touch these documents. Death Touch all over the roof. They're now dropping down, getting away from the roof, it looks like, and taking, I guess, a more aggressive defense. 1 minute, 9 seconds on the clock, and there's literally no action going on. I guess we're waiting on the Animosity respawn. Here comes Daniel, all alone, going towards the hillocks, climbs up the ladder. That's, as Warwick said last time, that's a different route. He comes up, takes Gunfire to the head, runs back down the ladder. Justice, looks like the action's actually in the service door, so back to you.
All right, well, it looks like we have a little bit of action. 46 seconds left on the clock. And Abbaside now making his way with A and Slag up the covered ladder. Slag making his way up. Team kill again! Slag taking Inferno and Abbaside. This has been the story for AN. We do have a grab, though, as Amology now has him, jumps down in craters. He missed the crate and landed and killed himself. 27 seconds. Looks like that was it. Amology did have a little bit of a chance there. Probably wouldn't have panned out for him, but had he landed on top of those crates, he at least would have had a better shot than cratering. So 14, 13 seconds, good games being exchanged. Amology saying nice defense. DT Brian saying thanks. Everybody being nice and happy on the server. No shit talking. And it doesn't look like, really, it doesn't look like AN is upset at all. And the Allies have won. So it looks like Death Touch is going to win this match in a clean sweep, buddy. 3-0.
Wow. Outstanding matchup. Match of the week right there. Animosity, Death Touch. As you said, DT taking it 3-0. What's that mean? Death Touch, man, they are still undefeated. Their record goes up 6-0. I'm really, really excited to see how they fare next week. I'm just making a wild guess here. I'm hoping, Justice, that they go up against Darkseid, because that would be an awesome matchup. Animosity,
Well, I hope they save that one for the finals, buddy. That's going to be a great match.
Oh, yeah, it will. Animosity, 4-2, suffering their second loss right here in Season 4 of the Kalmain, but hey, that's all right. They're a great team. Their only losses have been to, hey, awesome teams. Darkseid and Death Touch, that's something to brag about, to a certain extent, right? Right.
Well, I wouldn't brag about losing, but I wouldn't feel too badly about it coming from Death Touch and Darkseid.
It's like, hey, we've lost to serious champion teams, and that's all. That's something to say about your team right there. Hey, season's not over. The night's not over, Justice. We've got plenty more action. I'm going to kick it over to some music in a short while. Server number 3. We've got Darkseid versus Locked on Target currently underway. That's going to be Arkvile and Trillion bringing that to you. If you're in Unreal Tournament 2003, server number 1 should have some Shock Core Tournament matches going on over there. And if you stay tuned right here at midnight Eastern Standard Time, myself and DA will be bringing you Amish World Order versus Team Uprise, another exciting game. It's just awesome, Justice.
Yeah, it's leet.
Leet. Anyways, I'm going to jump out of this server, see what's going on. Shiza. Currently 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's nice. A match actually ending on time. What was the problem for Team Animosity? That's kind of hard to say. They were doing pretty well. You said that they had a bit of a hit deficit, a kill deficit. They weren't they weren't killing as many members of Death Touch. Did that become such a big factor that it might have cost them the game, Justice?
Yeah, I think that could be part of it, Sabo. I would have to say that Death Touch's aim was superior tonight, and I believe Death Touch was just playing with more experience under their belt and a little bit more confident, having never even lost a round thus far in the league. And I believe that really, once it boils down to it, it's not so much aim. I believe it's more confidence and experience and knowing where the other team's going to be, knowing where the airstrikes are coming from, not getting disoriented. And I didn't see any disorientation at all out of Death Touch. They seemed to be right on top of things. They knew exactly what to do with it at every time, at every turn. And that really just paid off and basically won them the match 3-0. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Mapless, MP Ice. And, you know, I saw a little bit of a switch up in Animosity right there at the end. Initially, well, for the majority of the map, they had very different defensive strategies. Offense, I didn't see much of a difference. The difference in defense was this. Death Touch, they were conservative. They held back. They didn't go rushing into the shipping hallway in what could potentially turn into a suicide situation. They held back. Animosity, on the other hand, they would rush into those shipping hallways, fight for control of that forward deployment flag, which is really a good idea. It's in your team's tactical interests to hold that flag and deny the attackers that forward spawn. Make them walk an extra distance. You know what I mean? And Animosity, they kept rushing in there. At the very last round, they changed it up. They played the conservative tactics. It looked like it was going to work pretty well, with a little bit of extra emphasis on Panzerfausts, but alas, it did not pan out. 3-0, Death Touch. Justice?
Alas, indeed, buddy, and I would have to disagree with you on the four deployment flags issue. I think a lot of teams go in there, and when you're matched up against a team that's much worse than you, yeah, of course, then you can hold the four deployment flag, you can mess around in there, you can delay them, but against a really good team that knows what's going on, they're going to find a hole, and they're going to exploit it. When you're in there, things tend to be a lot more chaotic than when you have a lot of space out and about. So, you know, the good teams are smart. They know that they don't want to give up, you know, that they don't want to give up a gift. They don't want to have some sort of anomaly own them, some sort of just, you know, another team playing smart just gets the breaks and gets to the documents. So they're instead just play it safe and be smart about it. And it obviously for Death Touch, it worked out.
Indeed, it does. Well, Justice, I know you got to head on out, so why don't we just wrap this up right quickly.